watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice.
No, it's not a replay. You haven't woken up on Groundhog Day or something like that. Yes, it is Santa Claus is coming to town. Because on this day in 1985, a guy named J. Fred Coots died at the age of 87 years old. And as you might surmise, he co-wrote this song. Somebody, you know, this is one of the songs you think just appeared from the ether and, oh, it came fully forth. Somebody had to write Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And one of those co-writers, J. Fred Coots, also wrote the number one hit for Pat Boone, Love Letters in the Sand, among 700 other songs. This is the Frank Sinatra version. It's German, so it's a good one. J. Fred Coots died on this day in 1985 at the age of 87 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday. You can find me online at scottbertram.com, scottbertram.com, or at Scott Bertram on Twitter, X, stevegruber.com, and at Steve Gruber Show on X. Women's basketball championship yesterday, South Carolina knocked off Iowa. So the Caitlin Clark story comes to an end, at least the college portion of that story. National championship game tonight, Purdue and UConn. Don't want to brag, but if Purdue wins, I do win my bracket pool. So I'm very excited about that. I'm not sure that's going to happen. UConn is so, so good. But that's a possibility. Before that women's championship game, Dawn Staley, who's the head coach of South Carolina, was asked in not a pregame press conference, but a press conference, I think the day before, you know, leading up to the championship game, asked about one of the issues that is a big deal in women's sports these days, which is, of course, who should participate in women's sports? Should it be biological males? And listen to this interaction between the reporter from OutKick and Dawn Staley here as she tries to answer the question. This is from, I believe it was Saturday. It was Saturday. Dawn Staley and a reporter from OutKick here. Cut one.
Dan Zakrzewski, OutKick. Coach, you just talked about, you know, what a massive weekend this is, obviously, for women's basketball, women's sports in general. One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, then. I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman, and you want to play sports, or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question. You want
basketball.
Me to ask? I mean, you want to ask? So I'll give you that. Yes, yes. So now, the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game, and I'm okay with that. I really am.
Dawn Staley, head coach of South Carolina and the OutKick reporter there on Saturday. Now, when you have an answer in that manner in which Dawn Staley has to pause, take a drink, I'm not sure you're getting her actual thoughts on the matter as much as the answer she thinks won't cause her to lose recruits for the program in the future. And the answer she gives is, if you consider yourself a woman, you should be able to play. This is a really wide berth here at this point. If you consider yourself a woman, then you should play. some credit, I guess, for at least giving a direct answer at some point. She said, yes, yes. When the answer, you know, should biological males be able to play? Yes, yes, she gives the answer. It is a really, I will grant her this, it is a really hard position for a coach like that to be in because, again, her job relies on her ability to recruit players who perhaps will not agree with her if she says no. It's a fine line. That's why you really have to admire someone like Bruce Pearl of Auburn, head coach of Auburn men's basketball, who has taken a very firm stand on, you know, his position on Israel. He has spoken out on some conservative issues. And, you know, it's not necessarily a big deal because his players love him. And those sorts of comments don't have anything to do with how he coaches a basketball game. But I think Dawn Staley there was triangulating during those pauses. What answer would get her in the least amount of trouble? By the way, Wesley Smith at National Review has a story here about what comes after transgender. He says, I've long predicted normalizing transgender surgeries would be followed eventually by doctors intentionally disabling patients with body identity integrity disorder. These patients obsess their true selves, are quadriplegic or amputees or blind, and they yearn to be made that way. It's a real condition. And he says, here it comes. Doctor in Quebec has now treated a body identity integrity disorder patient by amputating two of his healthy fingers. Otherwise, the patient was threatening to mutilate himself. Story in the National Post. The fact there were only two fingers involved made the decision to proceed easier for the medical team. For the patient, amputation proved to be a highly satisfying curative treatment. He is now living a life free from distressing preoccupations about his fingers, with all symptoms related to BID resolved. The amputation enabled him to live, here's the phrase, in alignment with his perceived identity. Amputating healthy fingers. That is coming, perhaps. Well, it's happening now in Quebec. More of the Steve Gruber Show coming up next.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.